the Attorney General for the state of Michigan, Bill Schuette. Bill, how are you this morning?
Hey, Tony, good morning. Good to be with you and on your show.
On 9/11, 10 years and a day ago, where were you and what was going through your mind as that day unfolded?
Well, Tony, that was an important moment 10 years ago. I was meeting with a friend of mine in his office in Midland, and in the middle of our home, in the middle of that conversation, I was alerted by my office that there was an attack on the in New York City, and the gentleman I was speaking with immediately said, "You know, Bill, we're at war," and he was right. I called my wife, and in the course of that conversation, the second tower was hit some 17 minutes later, so that everybody's got very vivid memories, you know, depending on your age, obviously, but many, many Americans have vivid memories of where they were on that important day.
How does that affect your job now?
You know, I think it affects everybody, and I was at a vigil last evening in Lansing, Tony, and some of the things I mentioned was that as vivid as the memories of where you may have been, Tony, and I and so many other Americans, What is also really important is, I would suggest, is where we are today in terms of our hearts and our minds. And to me, what happened that day is an example of America having an unbroken spirit and an unyielding commitment to freedom. And you know, the terrorists did not win. We brought many of them to justice, but through the bravery of so many women and men in our armed forces. And to me, it means that it's a constant vigilance of making sure that freedom passes on to another generation.
I know that Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is heavily involved with the Food Bank Council on Michigan's annual fundraiser for the Michigan Harvest Gathering, and I know that you're involved in that also.
Well, 21 years ago, my wife and I started, and this is my wife's idea, so give her the credit. My wife, Cynthia, I had an idea of helping feed hungry people across Michigan. So Cynthia and I started something called the Michigan Harvest Gathering. We work with food banks all across the state, food pantries, soup kitchens. Over the course of 21 years, we've raised over $7.7 million, Tony, over 8 million pounds of food. And it's been about 16 million meals for people in Michigan. And every year we get together. This year the First Lady, Sue Snyder, is going to be part of it. Ruth Johnson will be an important cog. We've seen Secretary of States open up their offices. We've seen the First Lady and First Gentleman of our state on, you know, helping food banks. It's not a partisan issue. It's about people. So we'll have the First Lady help tomorrow, and the agriculture state government leaders help, and lots of people from associations and corporations give it a little to help feed people across the state of Michigan. It really shows the spirit of Michigan's citizenry.
In these belt-tightening times, what comes into play when you talk about where to get funding is, what is government's responsibility when it comes to supporting people who may be in need or maybe who may be just sponging off the system? But we find that the government's role is being questioned more. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there's a balance. And I think an important thing is that people, individuals, private groups really need to step up to the plate, as they have in so many instances. And we really need to have private groups work and assist and lend a hand. I mean, that's what being a good neighbor is all about. There's a proper role for government, but it's not indefinite. It's not it doesn't go on and on and on. There's a role to have a balance and a cushion from government, but it also means we need to give people the skills and tools to assist them in job opportunities, job retraining, and helping get through a tough time.
Do you think that it's good for Blue Cross Blue Shield to become a Medicaid business partner?
Well, that's under review by my office. I think that's I probably ought to keep that one just like that for the moment. But good question. We're reviewing it thoroughly.
There are some proposals to change the auto insurance law that could allow motorists to get less coverage, injury protection coverage for their persons. What do you think about that?
Here's the issue on that one. Michigan kind of stands out by itself in terms of what the our whole insurance rates and other features are. So it's they're more attractive than many other states surrounding our Great Lakes state of Michigan. And so as a result, we see higher costs in terms of premium payments paid by people, individuals. And that's what the debate's going to be. I'll be following that one closely. I'd like to have lower rates for people across the state of Michigan. And so that's you'll watch that one. It'll be a big hot topic in Lansing.
Is there a concern, though, that by buying the lower rate packages that the rest of us or more people will have to pay increased rates to pick up the slack there?
It's how you design and construct it, Tony, and that's the issue. And so that'll be part of this debate.
I also wanted to get your thoughts on the court ruling on medical marijuana.
Well, the Court of Appeals made absolutely the correct decision. Nowhere in that citizen initiative did it provide for pot shops, dispensaries, or law enforcement calls them drug houses. Nowhere in that statute did it provide for dispensaries. So the Court of Appeals made exactly the correct ruling, and my job is to enforce the law and protect the Constitution.
All right, and before I let you go, I want to get your take on health care reform. It has suffered a couple of court setbacks. How's Michigan weigh in on this, and where are we with the lawsuit that this state is involved with?
Well, Michigan is one of 27 states across the country that has weighed in on Obamacare. I happen to be opposed to it, Tony. I think it's an unconstitutional mandate requirement that everybody across Michigan or across the country has to purchase insurance. It's never happened anywhere in America, any time in America before. I think it violates the 10th Amendment. It's beyond Congress's enumerated powers, and that's why I joined with so many other attorneys general across America in fighting this. I'm convinced we'll win. We had a big victory out of the 11th Circuit, which geographically, Tony's in the southeastern part of the state. This case will finally be resolved by the Supreme Court, and I think in the end, the Supreme Court will strike down Obamacare. It'll preserve 10th Amendment rights and require Congress to stay within its enumerated powers under Article 1, Section 8.
All right, as we let you go, what's at the top of your agenda this week? What are you going to be working on?
Tony, this is a great interview. This 20 questions like Jeopardy is pretty good. The key thing for me is Asian carp. There's an Asian carp summit tomorrow. And, you know, I think, you know, we can send a man to the moon, but we're having trouble stopping a carp migrating from the Mississippi River into the Great Lakes. The Asian carp presents a clear and present danger to the ecosystem, the ecology, the environment, and the economy of the Great Lakes. So there's an Asian carp summit tomorrow in Lansing. That's a major issue on my agenda, Tony.
All right. So we've been talking with the Michigan Attorney General, Bill Schuette. Bill, I know I had a lot of questions for you, but it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for your candor.
Well, Tony, I like it, and that's how our interviews ought to be. Have a great day. I look forward to doing it again.